Attention Patriots, this is the Chris Ann Hall Show.
Who's gonna stand up? Where are the lovers of liberty?
I think that's absurd, it's ridiculous, it's unconstitutional, it's out of control.
You think this is over? This isn't over. There's a liberty wave coming.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall. You can always find us at chrisannhall.com, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E-H-A-L-L.com, where we are always and consistently liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality. JC's looking at me like I got crazy. I don't know. My brain clamped up on me for a second. Don't forget you can go to libertyfirstuniversity.com for our constitutional training, which will put you on your friend's favorite list sometimes and sometimes not on their favorite lists. I feel silly this morning. I don't want to annoy my giggle haters, but I'm a happy person, and I'm happy to be on the air, and I'm happy to be teaching the truth, and I'm happy that the Constitution is becoming a popular topic in discussion, even in the Supreme Court. So,
happy that Jesus loves me.
Happy that Jesus loves me. I'm incredibly happy about that too. So, I don't know if you saw this, JC, the HHS, Health and Human Services, has published their official stance right there on the hhs.gov about page that Health and Human Services now recognizes life from conception. It says under the heading, for some people who've been, I posted this on Facebook yesterday, but some people were having trouble finding it. So if you go to hhs.gov and you go
hhs.gov,
you go to the About page under the heading Organizational Structure. It says HHS accomplishes its missions through programs and initiatives that cover a wide spectrum of activities serving and protecting Americans at every stage of life from conception. So I think that's a pretty interesting little development there in the Health and Human Services.
Was that an edit? Like it was different before?
Yes, it was different before. It was different from before. It did say at every stage of life, and then that was it.
Would you say, in spite of all, you know, any of Donald Trump's detractors, whatever you could criticize, he seems to be the most pro-life president we've had in probably half a century.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree that, because what's interesting about that, JC, now that you mentioned that, Donald Trump has a pro-life perspective, but he isn't in your face about it, and it's not a big... I don't see a lot of money campaigning on that platform. He seems to have just made the statement, this is who I am, this is what I'm for, and then he is making changes consistent with that.
Well, that's the
which
real
is
thing.
Contrary to the politicians that we see who are all in your face, pro-life, give me money because I'm pro-life,
and
I'm
going to
do and do absolutely nothing at all. From state and local level all the way federal. So this is kind of something, seriously, if a state government had put this in their state Health and Human Services department, there would have been fanfare, and there'd have been politicians, and there'd have been, you know, this big ceremony. But this was really quietly done. And there wasn't a big, Donald Trump didn't do a big tweet about it. There wasn't a big hoo-ha. It was just something, this is who we are now, and this is what we believe, and this is a stand we're going to take. Now, I will tell you that it was anticipated, because when I first saw the accounts of this happening, I Googled, because I'm always checking to make sure, because a lot of the Christian news sources, they get ahead of themselves, or they'll publish old news that didn't really happen or something. And so all news is like that. But I like to make sure, and since they were saying this was on the webpage, I wanted to be sure. So I Googled it, and actually, if you Google Health and Human Services recognizes life from conception, you're actually going to get a Snopes page that says, no, this is not true. This is just something that is a draft perspective. It has not been made true. But obviously, that Snopes page was made before this, because I went...
Or it's just wrong.
Or it's just wrong.
Which they are, from time to time. Because they have a left. They have a lefty bias.
But it's right there on the HHS.gov page. I mean, seriously, Snopes is wrong if they're trying to make it a contemporary statement, because it's right there on HHS.gov. You go to the About page and scroll down to the organizational structure. If you're watching on YouTube right now, I've got a clip of it right there. I actually pulled this one off my phone because it was too hard to get the whole page legible from my screen capture from my screen. So this is a capture from their mobile site. And you can see right there on their page, it is clearly from conception. And so if you have questions about life from a liberty perspective, I'd like to encourage you to go to my website, chrisannhall.com, where I've done an article called The Inalienable Right to Life. This is something that we need to take up from a perspective of liberty and the proper role of government with liberty. I do want to mention, sort of for our hardcore Liberty Brigade members, I am thankful that HHS has brought up this this platform, but I am not a proponent of the federal HHS, because obviously there is no authority in the Constitution for the federal government to be involved in the welfare and caretaking of the health of Americans. And so here's the point that I want to make from this, JC. This ought to be the final nail in the coffin to defund Planned Parenthood from a federal perspective. So if Planned Parenthood does not adopt a position consistent with the health and human services of the federal government, there should be no health and human services money, no federal money going to Planned Parenthood until they adopt this as their platform, as a part of their perspective and their platform.
And of course, you mean within this framework, because obviously your real stance would be none of any kind of these
Absolutely.
Folks should get any sort of money from
right. So that was my next statement.
First place.
If we're not going to get rid of HHS, right? Because we should be defunding HHS. But if we're not going to get defund HHS, then we need to ensure that Planned Parenthood is defunded, because in spite of the propaganda that the progressives and the eugenists, let's just not call them leftists, progressives, or liberals, or Democrats.
Eugenicists.
Let's just call them the eugenicists as they are. And whether they're so because they've been brainwashed and they don't know any better, or they are so intentionally, that doesn't change who they are, right? So they're eugenicists.
How about we call them Margaret Sanger eugenicists?
Margaret Sanger eugenicists, okay.
Right. Because, I mean, planned, first off, parenthood, right?
It's an oxymoron if you're not going to become a parent.
But it's crazy. We're going to, come and let us kill your baby. Okay, that's the opposite of parenthood. That's
right.
Not parenthood.
That is non-parenthood.
Right, so it's sort of an you know, the name is used as a disguise in the first place. So, you know, give them a name. Eugenicist says who they are.
Right.
Margaret Sanger says where they came from, and you can you can learn their origins and their root philosophy. So, the Margaret Sanger eugenicist known as Planned Parenthood.
You know, that's a really good way, JC. We're always trying to encourage people to take back the narrative. And since our common culture today loves to lay labels on things while they say, don't label me, I think by applying the appropriate labels, we turn the narrative into an educational tool. Because I bet there are many people out there never heard of Margaret Sanger, never knew her position on eugenicism.
So the entire...
How do you say eugenicism?
Eugenics.
Eugenics,
so
thank you.
So the entire conservative liberty media complex, anytime you write an article, anytime you do a show, every single time you reference Planned Parenthood, if you have an article, you should go in there and re-edit it. And instead of saying Planned Parenthood, you should say the Margaret Sanger eugenicist group known as Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's really awesome because we're actually going to bring up an article today on Kansas and their control of who can and cannot vote in the state of Kansas, federal involvement. And what's interesting when we get to that article about Kansas requiring ID, proof of citizenship to vote, and the federal role in that, the article that we're referencing in this story, JC, turns this every other paragraph. Chris Kobach, who is a staunch supporter of
Donald Trump.
I mean, everything in media today, they throw in, this is how we control the narrative, right? They throw in these things about, well, of course this is about voter ID, but it's headed by Chris Kobach, who is a staunch supporter of
Donald Trump.
Right. So every other paragraph is something else. Why can't we take up that same kind of formula in an educational tool rather than a manipulative tool?
Right.
A deceptive tool. So remember, they are the Margaret Sanger eugenicist group known as Planned Parenthood.
And it's funny.
Or the unconstitutional organization, the unconstitutional agency also known as Health and Human Services. So we'll be right back after the break, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Liberty's lobbyist Chris Anhall has now taken control.
Welcome back to the Chris Anhall Daily Journal. Chris Anhall here once again with my husband and co-host JC Hall, where we endeavor to bring you the truth in media rather than the lies and the propaganda that you see everywhere else. I want to switch now to Bernie Sanders. Okay, JC, it is 2019. It is March. We're still in March, right? Right, because
yes.
We just had St. Patrick's Day, right? We're March 2019 and we're politically gearing up for the 2020 election.
Yeah.
So everything is about who's running for president. I had to teach
Trump
last week.
Versus the socialists.
Yeah, exactly.
Donald Trump versus
exactly.
Socialists.
And so I was off teaching last week. JC did a show during the Daily Journal last week without me. And I noticed that you had talked about Beto Francis O'Rourke.
Yeah.
The Irish Hispanic.
Mr. O'Rourke. Yeah.
Mr. O'Rourke. I can't do the Irish accent today.
The leprechaun. Is that a racial slur? Sorry.
Sorry, you're abrogating.
No, I'm not because I'm part
Irish.
Because
you actually are Irish.
So I'm African and Irish. So
yeah,
I can say whatever I want to.
Wow, your family lineage was slave no matter where you went.
That's true.
It absolutely is true.
Everybody hated my ancestors, no matter which side.
The Irish in America were like the white scourge, white trash, and the
African scourge and white scourge. That's me.
So you should love Bernie Sanders, JC, because Bernie Sanders...
excuse me while I mute the microphone so you can't hear me slap my wife.
You should love Bernie Sanders because he wants to do reparations.
Oh, my gosh.
That's one of Bernie Sanders' platforms. There's this big article about Bernie Sanders in NPR.
Did you fact check this? Is this a prank?
No. It's actually a transcript of an interview that was done with Bernie Sanders. I'll pull up. I have a clip up on Facebook. I didn't pull up the whole article, but the article from NPR is Bernie Sanders pledges to do a better job of explaining socialism, as if, you know, putting a prettier bow on that pile of poo is going to make it look any better. But in this article from NPR titled Bernie Sanders Pledges to Do a Better Job of Explaining Socialism, Bernie Sanders actually talks about why he thinks reparations is a viable platform for presidential candidates. And he supports a reparation plan.
Do you think these people sit around in strategy sessions? Like, can you picture there's some kind of brainstorming session? I picture the whiteboard, and they have a list, okay? And you're just coming up with ideas. Okay, what is the best way to pander to as many groups of people as we possibly can? What sort of handouts can we promise? Free stuff can we promise? Because the reparations topic is the ultimate pandering. I mean, this ought to be incredibly insulting.
Okay, so can
to
I
the
just,
black community.
Can I just throw this out here? I think that reparations would be an amazing eye-opening experience.
Yeah, right.
Right? I think that it...
Go ahead and start it.
Start it.
Then you'd have to go get your DNA.
Yeah. Exactly. Start reparations.
And find out you don't know what the heck you're talking about.
And then find out why we have black people standing in the streets who are not getting reparations because they're not from Africa.
Right.
They were not slaves, you know? I mean, seriously, you can't just go hand out
reparations
based on color, because then that's racist, right?
Because
you have actual documented lineage to African slaves, probably now to Irish slaves too. And so look at your face.
Let's slow down and highlight what you just said, okay? Because that's some of the... nonsense, the misunderstanding that's out there. Like, you know, when we study the black history, the revolutionary history, okay, there are individuals, black Americans, right, African Americans, Americans of African descent, who were in America, came to America as free persons.
As free persons.
They were never slaves.
And neither were
their
children.
No one ever in their lineage or descendants were slaves.
Right.
And so there are descendants of those folks. So there are, you know, quote unquote, black people who no one in their family ever was a slave.
Again, men tear up our constitution, and from every direction we cry.
You can't learn the easy way, you'll learn the hard way.
Chris and Hall, she's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris and Hall Daily Journal. The reason I brought up this NPR article, JC, is because I wanted to talk about Bernie Sanders trying to dress up socialism, to make socialism better, you know, to make socialism something that is, the whole premise is that Bernie Sanders says is that socialism is misrepresented, that we're not explaining it properly. And as I have up here on YouTube, he says, socialism is not authoritarianism and communism and Venezuela. To describe socialism as communism, authoritarianism, and Venezuela is nonsense. And he says, what I mean about democratic socialism is that I want a vibrant democracy. And I find that very interesting, because then he goes into the whole thing about how, hey, we're going to do this program for people. We're going to give this handout to people. We're going to create. Basically, we're going to create, right? We're going to create an America where everybody is equal.
Which by definition must be authoritarian.
Thank you.
But notice, it's funny, he talks about it being such nonsense, and then he goes into this complete propaganda to support this idea when he we just want a vibrant democracy. And he says, I find it interesting that people who criticize me are busy actively involved in voter suppression, trying to keep people of color or low-income people from voting. Total lie. Nobody is doing that.
Nobody is doing that.
Totally full of baloney, right? So speaking of nonsense, Grandpa.
Exactly.
Come on, man.
Right.
You know, and this is the thing. I think Bernie is just a con man. You saw what he did in the last, when he's running and he's flipping and flopping and supporting this, supporting that, and he talks about, you know,
how much he hates Hillary, and then when he's out, he loves Hillary.
And then stick it to the man and the rich and this. This is a guy with, what, six mansions or three mansions or something, and you know, sucking up to all the big money interests.
He's
a liar. He's a con man. And so that's why when you read this stuff, he's just putting on a show. He's trying to fleece people.
Mm-hmm.
And so the guy's a fraud. And I guess that's because his supporters, you have this base out there of these brain dead college culture that supports him. So you really need a group of people that are mind numbingly stupid to support a guy like this who's such a liar and an obvious fraud.
Well, he says, second of all, what it means, Rachel, who's the NPR journalist, is that in the wealthiest country in history of the world, we can provide a decent standard of living for all about people. I don't know what that means grammatically, but that's just the reality. That's not utopian dreaming. That is a reality. Healthcare for all can be done, and we can save money doing it. We can have a minimum wage, which is a living wage. And I'm delighted to see that, you know, right now, five states have already passed $15 an hour minimum wage. The House of Representatives is going to do it. We've got to do that. So all of these things require authoritarian government. Healthcare for all means you actually have to steal someone's services and give them to someone else at no cost. And the $15 an hour minimum wage is a complete farce.
My goodness, there is so much economic ignorance.
I know, in that statement.
In those, three sentences you just read, you could spend 6 months unpacking how just mind-bogglingly, incomprehensibly ignorant and stupid and moronic people like Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez are, just so economically dumb. You would have to write an encyclopedia.
So since the socialists are so active now in the 2020 election, JC and I have a campaign t-shirt that everybody needs to get for the 2020 election. It's called Keep Your Bloody Socialism. And what it does is it gives the facts of socialism around the world throughout history that completely defy Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and all of the Democrat socialists and their ideology that socialism is actually a good thing. It is not a good thing. It has never been a successful thing on it, and especially not at the grand scale of what we have being implemented unconstitutionally, by the way, by our federal government.
What's unfortunate about this coming election, you're going to have these guys, and then the opponent, you only have one opponent, and that's Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So you don't really have somebody that's going to stand up there and lay out the economic argument when they come up with this. So just like the living wage, the minimum wage, you know, you're not going to hear Donald Trump lay out the points of, okay, here's the impact of this minimum wage and what this does and how, you know, you're actually increasing competition for low income workers, making it harder for them to get a job. I mean,
right,
you know,
because
just all
if I can go work at McDonald's and make $15 an hour, I'm going to quit my $10 an hour job and I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go work there. Then I'm going to be management because I'm going to be smarter than everybody else that's there too. So it's just...
And, oh, by the way, and when we go through the drive-thru every day and you can never get my freaking order right, you don't deserve $15. Come on. You want $15 an hour, right? And you can't even hold the pickles?
JC is going to get on his campaign.
It's every time. Every time we go through the drive-thru.
I know.
It's never correct. There's always something missing. And simple stuff.
Yeah.
Come on. And you want $15 an hour? Are you crazy?
Okay.
You don't even deserve whatever you're making now, in my opinion, some of these guys.
Kansas. Okay. Kansas is... The article is Kansas hopes to resurrect proof of citizenship voting law, which for me is a bit of a misnomer because Kansas passed a law, okay, that said you have to have proof of citizenship to vote, but then says guess what? The courts come along and said, no, the federal courts came along and said, no, you can't discriminate like that. I just want to bring up Article 1, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution, just so we can be clear. It says, the House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. And the electors, meaning the voters, in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for the electors, i.e. voters, of the most numerous branch of the state legislators. The state shall have the qualifications. The state, now I also want to point out something here that seems to be eluding everybody. This only applies to what election, JC, right off the top here? Congress. This only applies to federal elections, right? And it only applies to the House of Representatives because, number one, the Senate is supposed to be chosen by the state.
Right.
Number two, the president is not chosen by popular vote. He's chosen by the Electoral College.
Right.
So voter qualification really only constitutionally applies to the House of Representatives, which means, and here's the thing, on a state level, state elections, Kansas can require proof of citizenship to vote, and the federal government should have nothing to do with it because it's not a federal election.
Yeah, this you know, it's all drawn out of Jim Crow laws and all this. It goes back to trying to deal with all that.
Well, they'll say
garbage.
Okay, so here we go. The biggest argument that I got when I bring this up, well, if we didn't allow the federal government to be involved, Chrisanne, you're a woman. Women wouldn't be allowed to vote today because it was the 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote, and women would not be voting in America without the 19th Amendment.
Okay, first off, this is the thing of throwing up these anachronisms as arguments of, you know, how far back you want to go? Okay, if it wasn't this, then we'd, you know, still be living in caves, which I've seen arguments like that. It's, you really believe, I mean, come on. How do you argue with people that come up with stuff like that? So no, that the real point is we don't live in that world anymore. That's the same ignorant things about this, you know, this hurts black voters, minority voters, and the poor, because of requiring them to get ID. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a break.
Right.
What is that argument about? So the same person, right? You just walked across town to buy your case of Natural Light, and you smoke three packs of cigarettes a day. You can afford all that. I mean, just total nonsense. You have cable. The same people that are saying they can't get ID, but they have cable.
I have a solution, actually. It's stupid. A solution to that. First, I want to address this issue about women not having the right to vote without the federal government. It's the same thing that you address in your class More Than Victims. Yeah, that
it's false black, on multiple levels.
Black people would not be free if it hadn't been for the Emancipation Proclamation.
Nonsense.
It's absolute nonsense, because people were free before the Emancipation Proclamation. So the women, okay, let's listen up. The 19th Amendment did not give women the right to vote. You can go read the 19th Amendment and know that that's true, because the 19th Amendment says women shall not be denied the right to vote, which means it already existed. Now, look, I have up on YouTube right now, and you can Google this, all of these states and U.S. territories that granted women the right to vote prior to the 19th Amendment. Then I have also the map, JC, of the 36 states who ratified the 19th Amendment, right? Because the 19th Amendment did not become an amendment to the Constitution because the federal government said so.
Right.
It was done by the states. When we get back, I'm going to talk to you about this Kansas thing and the solution that I have.
And Hall Show.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal, our last segment today. JC, we have a brand new t-shirt. JC's been hard at work. We have a brand new t-shirt up at our Liberty First Gear shop. Go to chrisannhall.com. You'll see on the little menu there, shop. Click that shop. It'll bring you to the Liberty First Gear. Just click on the gear. You can find out what you need. We have a new one. Liberty equals freedom plus morality. And then a great Thomas Jefferson quote on there. If you want to help people understand the meaning of liberty and how freedom and liberty are not synonymous, then please go and help us get this educational tool out there. So as we were talking, JC, Kansas is wanting to enforce this law that requires proof of citizenship. A 3-judge panel in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily blocked Attorney General Kobach in 2016 from enforcing the law. Look what he called it, calling it, this 3-judge panel, a mass denial of fundamental constitutional right. I want to know, JC, if requiring people to have a proof of citizenship to vote is a mass denial of fundamental constitutional right.
To whom?
Are they asserting that non-citizens have a constitutional right to vote?
Right.
Exactly. Now, I want to take this from the other perspective, because we just talked about this, JC. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 1 of the Constitution says that it is the states, which means the people of that state, who have the authority to determine voter qualification. So what this 3-judge panel in the 10th Circuit is actually doing is denying the entire population of Kansas, through their legislators, their constitutional right to determine the qualifications for their voters. Wouldn't that be a mass denial of fundamental constitutional rights? By telling the state, no, you cannot do what the Constitution says you have the authority to do? But I have a solution to all of this. So Kansas, you have to have proof of citizenship to have an ID. So Kansas gives out food stamps. Kansas gives out health care. Kansas gives out aid to people who don't have money to do things. So all you have to do is go to the local Kansas welfare office, show your proof of citizenship, and get your free ID if you can't afford one. If you qualify for financial aid, food aid, or any kind of assistance in the state of Kansas, then you should get your ID free as well, because you have to have an EBT card.
But see, that's
why you have to produce the EBT card anyway.
But that's why I think the whole thing is total bunk to begin with, because you don't get any of that stuff without identification.
Right.
You don't just walk in and say, "Oh, I want this." Right. Because when you're talking about this affects the low income and the poor. Okay. So that's the folks we're talking
right.
about who get these benefits in the first place. Right. When they make those arguments, that's who they're talking about. So the very fact that they're receiving benefits means they have an identity.
And they can prove that identity.
Yes, you can't get this stuff in the first place.
So here you defeat the narrative, and you, Kobach, listen to me, okay? We've talked to Kobach. We've agreed with Kobach on things.
Yeah.
We've disagreed with Kobach on things, but nonetheless,
but
okay?
You're right. This is a way to short-circuit.
This is the way to short-circuit
that nonsensical argument.
Say, fine, okay, all right, so we're gonna keep our law, right? We're going to keep our law, but anybody who gets state aid, financial aid, food
yeah.
aid, you get your ID
right.
for free.
Because that's what you do. They say, oh, this impacts minorities and low income. Okay, how? How does it impact them?
Mm-hmm.
And then based on that answer,
they can't afford to get an ID.
Because they can't afford it. Okay, no problem. You get one for free.
Yeah.
If you're low
right?
income, if you're minority, or just anybody.
If you can't afford it,
right, you come into the office and you fill out this hardship form.
Right.
Right? You fill out a hardship form. And, okay, here's your ID.
So I'm not a fan of the Attorney General of Kansas, Derek Schmidt. Everybody should know that. I've made that
publicly
clear.
But we are a fan of Kris Kobach.
But I agree.
Are you a fan?
No, I'm not a fan of Kris Kobach. I agree with some of his positions. But
are you
the
a fan
last
of
thing,
anyone?
You. I'm your biggest fan. Schmidt says, the legislature is free to repeal the statute if it's no longer favored. He says, like other duly enacted laws, deserves full and vigorous legal defense. No, not legal defense. Application. You don't have to defend what's legally already yours. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.